All right, let's talk to Robbie Campo, and let's do a little bit of a sign-off here. Robbie, thank you so much for the years of providing very vital information down there in the St. Bernard Parish. You and your buddy Glenn Sanchez, between you guys, I don't know, 20, 25 years of doing it, and, you know, all good things must come to an end, but, you know, people are certainly welcome to get in touch with you and give you a call because you always have the best info for them and the best shrimp down there, too, by the way.
Don, I just want to tell you congratulations, man. This is well-deserved, you know. Actually, this week makes my eighth year being on this show with you, doing this show. And it's just been a pleasure to – and I want to thank you again and everybody, the staff here from Campos Marina, you know, for having us with you for these 8 years. It's just been a good ride and if anybody deserves to retire, Don, it's you, you know, man. Saturday morning drives won't be the same, but you know what, man? Look, you're right. Every good thing must come to an end, and it always does, and no better way to do it. And, you know, in the month of February when there's something going on.
Absolutely. Now that I'm going to have more time, I can jump in the truck with you and make some of those turkey hunts together, man. I'd like to do that.
Yeah, that's exactly. Well, I would love that. That would be phenomenal because we could do it. And, again, just thank you for all your services and, you know, this great state that we live in. You know, we all try to make these outdoors better, and we just love it, and we love everything about it. And again, Don, thank you so much. And I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Glenn, and he wants to say a few words before we get off of here.
All right. Let's get Glenn Sanchez, previous owner of the Breton Sound Marina, and he took the job of giving us the reports from that area before Robbie had it, and also fished with Glenn and his son Jonathan on WWL's Fish and Game Report, WGNO Sports, and had a lot of fun with these guys. Glenn, you did a great job, and I'm going to join you in retirement now. You beat me, but I'm catching up to you.
Congratulations, Don. It's the most wonderful thing ever. The first couple of years, you're going to have a lot to do. But once you get it down pat, I finally figured out the definition of retirement. It's having nothing to do all day long, and it takes you all day to do it.
I love that. I'm writing that down. I'm going to try to live by that. Yeah, you got a lot of experience with it. So if I need some advice on how to handle retirement, I'm going to give you a call, Glenn.
Well, I just want to let you know you've done a fantastic job. Job well done. And everybody is so proud of you. And, we're going to all miss you. I know that. We're going to miss you.
Well, thanks to you guys, I think we've helped a lot of people. Hopefully, I've helped businesses build their businesses through our sponsorships on the show. And now it's time to move on to other things. But I'm not going to forget you guys. I'll be down there a little bit more often probably.
Well, that's awesome, and you'll enjoy your grandkids so much more because you're going to have time to spend with them, and it's the most wonderful thing ever.
Got it. Glenn, thanks again, my friend. Appreciate it, and I hope to see you soon.
Sure enough, and everybody stay safe one more time. Huh?
That's your favorite line, and I love that you say that. Reminder, be safe in the outdoors. From there, let's go to, Cheryl Blanchard. How long is it I've talked to you, our former call screener, Cheryl Blanchard, who worked with me for years, got up early on Saturday mornings. Hey, Cheryl.
Good morning. I just wanted to call and tell you congratulations. You definitely well deserved.
Well, thanks, Cheryl, and thank you for the hard work and the sacrifices you made to come in there early and work with me on Saturday mornings. You did a great job of lining people up and making sure the show went kind of smooth, and was really glad to have you.
Yeah, thank you. Look, and with those Don Dubuque donuts that you used to get us, and then, I always told people, I was like, you know, for being a hunter, you just never know what he was going to bring in the morning. I believe it was, Nutria jerky? I know we had some beer, and I was just like, whatever this is, it's delicious. But
who was the engineer when you were doing the call screening?
Al Cazenay.
Oh, do you remember when I brought in the big bag of jerky that Pete Javenko had given me, and we were sampling it, and we wanted some feedback, and Al ate so much of it, and he got thirsty because it was spicy, and when he went and drank all the water during the break, his stomach swole up. The jerky inflated.
Exactly.
And he was in pain.
And then he would slap his belly.
Yeah, boy, that's some great memories, some great times. Cheryl, thank you again.
Your show is so good, but people could see behind the scenes. It would have been a little notch up with that.
Absolutely. That's why it was better on radio for that, not television.
Right, exactly. And it wasn't a great sight. I don't even think I brushed my hair sometimes when I came in. So.
Oh, you're always beautiful to me.
Thank you so much. You're amazing. And I will miss that little Louisiana Saturday Night song, too. That comes on. But
I know.
Thank you so much, and congratulations.
Thanks again, Cheryl. Great to hear from you. All right, from there, let's take a quick time out. We come back. I got Captain Ahab. Remember old Captain Ahab? Yeah, he's still over there in Delacro pulling in fish. We're going to catch up with him. And also, going to talk to the guy who gave me the name Don the Outdoors Guy. I'm going to get him to tell the story. We're reminiscing here, 37 years, and now finally signing off on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.